He glanced their way, but with no appreciable interest. What was there to see? A man going on elderly, a boy going on teenage, and a scurrying dog. Big deal. When they gained the other side of 61st, Callahan saw a sign on a chrome stand in front of the restaurant. Closed for private function. What exactly did you call tonight's function at the Dixie Pig? Callahan wondered. A baby shower? A birthday party? What about Oi? He asked Jake in a low voice.
Oi stays with me.
Only four words, but they were enough to convince Callahan Jake knew what he did. This was their night to die. Callahan didn't know if they'd managed to go out in a blaze of glory, but they would be going out. All three of them. The clearing at the end of the path was now hidden from their view by only a single turn. They would enter it three abreast. And little as he wanted to die while his lungs were still clear and his eyes could still see, Callahan understood that things could have been much worse. Black 13 had been stuffed away in another dark place where it would sleep, and if Roland did indeed remain standing when the hurly-burly was done, the battle lost and won, then he would track it down and dispose of it as he saw fit. Meanwhile, Jake, listen to me a second. This is important. Jake nodded, but he looked impatient. Do you understand that you are in danger of death? And do you ask forgiveness for your sins? The boy understood he was being given last rites.
Yes, he said.
Are you sincerely sorry for those sins?
Yes.
Repent of them?
Yes, Pear.
Callahan sketched the sign of the cross in front of him. Nomine Patris, nomine Filii, nomine... Oi barked, just once, but with excitement. And it was a bit muffled, that bark, for he had found something in the gutter and was holding it up to Jake in his mouth. The boy bent and took it.
What?
Callahan asked. What is it?
It's what she left for us, Jake said.
He sounded enormously relieved, almost hopeful again.
What she dropped while Mia was distracted and crying about the song. Oh, man, we might have a chance, Pear. We might just have a chance after all.
He put the object in the Pear's hand. Callahan was surprised by its weight, and then struck almost breathless by its beauty. He felt the same dawning of hope. It was probably stupid, but it was there all right. He held the scrimshaw turtle up to his face and ran the pad of his index finger over the question mark-shaped scratch on its shell, looked into its wise and peaceful eyes. How lovely it is, he breathed. Is it the turtle maturing? It is, isn't it?
I don't know, Jake said. Probably. She calls it the Shoalpanna, and it may help us, but it can't kill the harriers that are waiting for us in there.
He nodded toward the Dixie Pig.
Only we can do that, Pear. Will you?
Oh, yes, Callahan said calmly. He put the turtle, the Shoalpanna, into his breast pocket. I'll shoot until the bullets are gone or I'm dead. If I run out of bullets before they kill me, I'll club them with the gun butt.
Good. Let's go give them some last rites.
They walked past the closed sign on its chrome post, Oi trotting between them, his head up and his muzzle wearing that toothy grin. They mounted the three steps to the double doors without hesitating. At the top, Jake reached into the pouch and brought out two of the plates. He tapped them together, nodded at the dull ringing sound, and then said,
"Let's see yours."
Callahan lifted the Ruger and held the barrel beside his right cheek like a duelist. Then he touched his breast pocket, which bulged and drooped with shells. Jake nodded, satisfied.
Once we're in, we stay together. Always together, with Oi between. On three. And once we start, we don't stop until we're dead.
Never stop.
Right, are you ready?
Yes. God's love on you, boy.
And on you, Pear.
One. Two. Three. Jake opened the door, and together they went into dim light and the sweet, tangy smell of roasting pork. Stave. Kamala, come, Kai, there's a time to live and one to die. With your back against the final wall, you gotta let the bullets fly. Response.
Kamala, come, Kai, let the bullets fly. Don't he mourn for me, my lads, when it comes my day to die.